Suspected Taliban militants set off a roadside bomb that killed 7 paramilitary soldiers today in a rugged tribal region of northwestern Pakistan, while government jets pounded Taliban hideouts elsewhere and killed at least 15 fighters. As the military continues its offense against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, religious minorities in Pakistan continue to struggle with the blasphemy law, which allows prison and death sentences for those who offend the Muslim religion. Nazir Esbadi is the president of Pakistan Christian Congress. He told us that the law protects terrorism in the country.
This promotes Islamic extremism, and we can say up to this that this law has protected the terrorism in Pakistan too. We have always objected that Article 2 of the Constitution of Pakistan, which states that Pakistan is an Islamic state. We have always pressed upon the government to repeal that or to amend that law, because the Article 2 of the Constitution and objective resolution of the Constitution of Pakistan, they are very contrary to the human rights guarantees provided in the articles given in the same constitution. And when the blasphemy law came in, we also protested on it, and we said that it will cause discrimination, it will just damage the harmonious society of Pakistan. And after that, we cite that everywhere there were violence, the Christians were arrested under this law, they were prosecuted, they were put behind bars, our religious leaders, they were shot down, churches were burned down, Bibles were desecrated, and a lot of incidents are coming up after this blasphemy law.